Hey.
I was actually just wondering,
yeah,
I wanted to get some relationship advice because I met somebody. And I know that you're married and stuff.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm still married.
Yeah, because, you know, it seems like you and your husband have a nice relationship and all.
You realize I do cuckold him. I'm really a cuckoldress.
Okay. Oh, I know you are. And the thing is, you know, you guys seem like you have a nice marriage.
Well, I mean, we've kind of made this marriage, and he really is a cuckold, and, you know, there's other aspects of our life that we share together, but, yeah.
Have you guys ever considered having children or taking it further?
Oh, no, I don't want to have kids with him.
Really?
No, I'm not ready for that. I mean, honestly, I don't fuck him enough to get pregnant.
Would you ever consider it maybe in the future with him?
Oh, dear. I honestly, I don't want to have children with him. I'm not at that point in my life with him. You know, he's busy and he's got, you know, his career going on.
Who else are you seeing?
Oh, God. Ooh, which one you want to know about?
maybe the one that has the biggest cock.
Okay, that would be Adam. Oh,
yeah.
God. I should really show you his picture. He's fucking drop dead gorgeous.
What does he look like?
Well, he's tall and very dark and unbelievably handsome.
You say very dark. How dark?
Well, he's a black. You know I fuck black guys.
Oh.
Yes. I've been doing this for so
long.
I mean, professional athletes, you know, guys that are well hung, and they're all black. And
does he have a big cock?
Oh, fuck yeah. Do you think I would screw anything that wasn't big?
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam is actually...
Well, good. Because I was going to say, because I don't think your husband's going to have a really big one.
No. Actually, my husband's like less than average.
Hey.
He's like... I measured it one time, and it's like 4 3/4. I call it 4.5.
And you married him?
Well, I mean...
Poor guy.
I know. Poor me.
Oh.
Do you understand? I was so sexually frustrated that like 2 years into our marriage... I started cheating on him with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
I know. And
well, you kind of have to.
Well, see, that was it. I was so frustrated. And I'm a gorgeous woman. And I really deserved good sex. And what I found out was my husband got so turned on by the idea of me being with a black guy. So when I ran into my ex-boyfriend, I said, what the fuck? Let's do it.
Right.
So Adam is 6'4".
Ooh.
He's... hang on now. He's 6'4". He's used to play basketball. He doesn't anymore. He is dark. I mean, like black man.
And muscles.
Oh God.
Is he like built? Does he have like six pack and stuff?
He's got a 12 pack.
Oh my God.
He loves to run. You know, he loves to be athletic, and that's why I like dating.
Does he have a nice ass? I just have to ask.
Honey, his whole body, his. From his head down to his toes, he's just, he's a god. He's, you know, he's got ripped abs. He's got a great ass.
Totally
he's got great thighs. And what?
It's turning me on just hearing you
this
talk.
This is a black, I'm talking about my black lover.
I know. It's turning me on.
What?
Yeah. It's so
wait,
hot.
Wait. You are a lesbian, right?
That's yeah, what they but it's so hot.
A black guy. You black cock. Are you serious?
Yes. I think it's so sexy.
Isabella.
Yeah, I think it's so hot. I mean, I like girls, but, you know, I mean, there's some guys I get turned on
by.
Stunned. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love women, but, you know, every now and then, like, there's some guys that turn me on, and the only guys I like are black guys.
Are you
and
kidding?
And only guys with, like, really big cock.
I would never have suspected. I mean, all these pictures of gorgeous of women in your house, and... You're into black guys?
Of course. Like,
oh my God.
You have no idea. And just hearing you say this, I'm getting so aroused. Like, I love black guys.
You want me to tell you about his cock?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh.
I love it.
Okay. Now, I have measured him when he's fully erect, like after I suck his cock, and he's like 9.5.
Wow.
But I swear to God, when we are fucking, he feels like he's 10 or 11 inches.
Wow.
He gets up inside of my pussy and... I see stars.
Wow.
Oh.
That is so
look,
hot.
I got goosebumps
all over.
I am
like getting wet just hearing you say this. I haven't been with a guy in like almost a year now. I'm just...
Have you ever been with a black guy or...
Yeah. I've been with 2 black guys, but...
Wow.
But one... Actually, 2.5. 2 black guys and one of them was mixed. So 2.5.
Okay.
So one of them was mixed and he was well hung. So 2.5.
Now, what are we talking? Like 8, 9?
One was, I never actually had a measuring tape. One was like, I think 8.5. One was,
wow.
towards 9-ish. Okay. And the one that was mixed was maybe 7.5 or 8, but he worked it. Oh my God. I was squirting like crazy. So I mean, he was working it good. But the guy that was like 9-ish, his was fat. So that thing just had me just... He had me moving in every direction.
Really?
My legs were up in the air. He had me on all fours.
Don't you love that?
He was lifting me up. It was crazy. I was, I couldn't move.
That is so fucking hot.
We did it for hours.
See, that's why I like black men. They are physically much larger. I mean, 6'4". I think he's like 225 pounds. He's got muscles everywhere. And his cock. And I love to feel him like climbing on top of me.
Like,
and
white guys just, white guys are like monkeys. Like they just,
why are we just talking about white guys?
Yeah, you're right. But like black guys, they just exude this confidence. Oh, like they just look
charisma,
good.
And they have you seen their balls? They're just
you want
they're full
to
of
just,
cum.
They just you want to look at them. They just look nice. Like if I were to ever have maybe a baby or something, it would definitely be with a black guy.
What?
Like, if I mean, it wouldn't be now, and it wouldn't be, like, in the next couple years, but maybe in the future, if I were to ever have children, it would be with a black man. It would. And I would go out of my way to be with a black man. I would.
Oh, my God.
Or even if I were with a lesbian lover, and we were to choose to have a child together with somebody, we would go out of our way to find a black man to impregnate us.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
We would. I would not do it with a white guy. God. It's disgusting to have a white guy.
It's not as much fun.
Because white guys don't have...
They're not built to fuck.
They're not.
That's what I've surmised.
They don't have it. And a black man has... They have a strength in their penis. They do. Well, they have a horsepower in there. They do. They have, like... They have the speed. Ooh. They have the strength. They have a
they're
build.
A fucking machine. They are a fucking machine.
It. They have their machine. It's like they thrust and they don't get tired.
Oh.
They don't get tired. They push and they push and they can sweat. They're like Patrick Ewing. They sweat at the, you know, Patrick Ewing, that basketball player
guy?
And he sweats.
Yeah.
Guys will sweat and they don't care if they're tired.
They don't.
Guys grunt and if they're tired, they're like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. But guys, they're like, you know, they want to just
they
keep
going. They fuck.
And it's like, if they're sweating, they want to roll you over and sweat some more.
Oh,
you know, they just want to just keep thrusting like a robot.
And that is,
black guys just. You just want to...
No, I know. Now you're making me horny. Let's Well, see, that's what I love about Adam. He's a physical... You know, he's a former athlete, and his body is his machine. It's his tool. And, you know, you get this guy in bed, and you just want to run your hands all over his body. His chest and his arms.
And you can
and
feel the ridges.
And you know what I love? I love that V.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite part.
If you were to ever have children, would you ever have it with a black man?
Oh, yeah.
So even though you're married, you would have
how funny
children with a black guy.
I find it arousing.
What would your husband think?
Oh.
Would you do it behind your husband's back?
Well, here's the thing. I've been fucking my husband, you know, off and on, maybe 2 or 3 times a year, and he's never gotten me pregnant. But with the black guys, I have to be very, very careful because... You know, you think about it, that cock gets in really, really deep.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking all the way right up to your womb, and it's just right there, and then all that cum. And then, I don't know if you know this.
I'm
you
so
should,
wet right now.
You should know this. The black man's penis, the head of his penis, is so large and goes in so deep that he actually stimulates the woman's G-spot, right? Well, get this. When the black man deposits his semen inside of her, and gives her that G-spot stimulation,
right,
she will actually pull the cum up inside of her.
Really?
A woman's orgasm is meant to actually pull the semen into her.
You know, that's true.
And so she, yeah, you come and you feel that kind of, it's trying to pull whatever.
It's trying
cum.
Harder to, like, it's easier to pull it. It's,
yeah.
It's almost like it's asking to take the baby. Like it's asking to take, it's like our bodies are saying, hey, we want your semen. We want you to impregnate us. It's easier because it's a longer cock.
Right.
And plus, you know what, I would think that since their cock is actually bigger and they're thrusting harder, that the semen would be able to be faster. It would move faster.
It just shoots in.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, come to us.
And it's amazing.
It's built for us.
Because your whole body responds. challenge. You're wide open.
Yeah, so it's like, come to us. We're built for you.
We're cum receptacles for black guys sometimes.
Yeah, and it's like white guys have to like try harder.
White guys, see, the thing is, you have to stimulate the pussy.
Yeah.
In order to be ready for the cum. And my husband, he's like 2.5 minutes on a good day.
Oh, God.
I mean, how can you, that? So, you know, if I'm
going to... That's embarrassing.
It's absolutely terrible. And he has premature ejaculation.
Aww.
So, you know...
Aww. Jeez.
You know, and Adam...
Aww, 2.5 minutes. Who does that?
My husband. But see, Adam...
Jeez.
Adam, I swear to God...
2.5 minutes.
I know. You can't do anything.
It takes me longer to apply lipstick on my lips. That's crazy.
It's awful. It's awful. Jeez. But Adam, I swear to God, I am not making this up. Adam and I fucked for almost 6 hours. Do you know how many orgasms I had that time? I mean, it was one after another after another. Do you, Isabel, I can't believe you want to. You really do like black cock, don't you? What is it? Was it the body? Is it the cock? Is it the balls? Oh my God. Isabella, stop. You're going to be flustered over here. We're talking about black cock and I don't have any fuck buddies in town. Oh, you're killing me here. But you know, so I would actually consider having Adam's baby. He's so beautiful. He's so gorgeous.
Wet. I actually have goosebumps all of my arms.
I mean, why wouldn't I want to have his baby? He's a god. I would love to be impregnated by my black lover, Adam. I would, in fact...
Make your husband raise the kid.
Well, what I like is...
Here you go, honey. You raise the kid. I'm going to go out to the club.
What I would love to do is have my husband in the room and watch a real man impregnate me.
Oh, yes.
You know, and not only that, but I want to have my ass in the air, pillows underneath me, and I want to keep that cum in me.
Oh.
I want him to completely fill my pussy and womb with cum. If I was ever going to have a black man's baby, it would be Adam.
That would totally humiliate your husband.
Well, and then I was thinking, what would be more fun?
Oh.
Is making my husband beg. The black man. The real man that's fucking me to give me a baby.
I was about to say, that would probably be like...
Impregnate my wife.
The best fantasy.
Fuck!
To like make him beg you.
You know, my legs are in the air, you know? There's this gorgeous, gorgeous black god between my thighs. Just, you know, and my husband is standing kneeling at the bed, desperately trying to get a piece of something, and he can't do anything. I've chosen my lover. I've chosen the man to impregnate me. And he has to watch. I mean, God, that just turns me on.
You want to know something?
What?
All the dildos I have under my bed, they're all black.
What?
Yeah. Like, the thing is I usually use, like, vibrators when I'm, like, playing with my clit and stuff. But, like, all my actual dildos they're black in color. Like, they're all black.
Black or brown?
Yeah. Like, I don't have a single dildo that's, like, purple or pink or beige or whatever.
Oh, no pinks, because that reminds me of my husband's.
Like, they're all black or they're all, like, a dark chocolate or a brown. But they're all black. Like, they all are. And every time I get really horny for, like, a cock, I want it to remind me of, like, an African-American black man. I like that. It just reminds me of having that strongness. And the thing is, you know, if I were to ever be with someone, you know, like, if I wanted a real penis inside
me,
which isn't all the time. I mean, to tell you the truth, it isn't all the time. But when I want that big, hard, throbbing fucking cock.
I mean,
they have what it takes. They do.
Absolutely.
And they know how to fucking work it. And, you know, and if I would ever have a baby, it would definitely be with them. Oh, my God.
I'm stunned.
And sometimes I wish it were, like, one or two guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, just taking their turns.
No.
It's so bad that I'm saying this. Because people know, like, I'm a dom. They're like, you know, you with, like, a black eye or, like, more than one.
And you're a lesbian. Oh, my God.
I know. But, you know, that turns me on. There's, like, a small little percentage of me that sometimes wonders what it's like to just be with, like, one or two guys that are just... Two strong black eyes. They have like big monster cocks.
Oh, and the balls. Don't forget the balls, honey. And the body.
Like Lexington Steel. Like, Jesus Christ. You saw his
Have you
cock
seen Mr.
Like,
God.
Oh, my God.
All of them.
I just fan you.
Where's my fan? It's getting hot here.
He starts sweating. He's like, fuck me, please.
And that's what I love. I watch.
Lift me up and fuck me.
What my husband doesn't realize is I watch, you know, basketball, football, baseball, all that stuff. And I'm watching the black guy. Really? I'm not watching the wimpy white quarterback. I'm watching the black guys, you know, watching them run on field and seeing their powerhouse body. And I get so turned on that sometimes I'll have to go find my black dildo too. Right, right in the middle of the football game, like halftime, I'm in the bedroom, because I need that. It's like foreplay for me.
Wow, right? That's so cool.
And, you know, it's funny you mentioned more than one guy because, you know, I wouldn't want to hold one man responsible for it. You know, I thought maybe, I guess my ultimate fantasy, if I were to be impregnated, I would want five of the most gorgeous, beautiful, well-hung black lovers in my bedroom. And I would happily, happily take cum from any of them. And I would know who the father
you
was.
You want to know who I fantasize about?
What?
50 Cent.
Oh, no, he's such a badass.
That's who I fantasize about when I masturbate.
No, fucking yeah. What? But his abs.
But I fantasize about him wearing gold chains.
What? You want him to wear gold chains? Oh my God.
I like his tattoos and like his muscles and like him wearing like gold chains.
Have you seen him work out on his videos? He's just like,
yeah. Like, I just like a guy with like muscles and like badass because I like know that he has confidence. And I know that he has to have like a big cock. He just looks it.
You know, that's what I really love about black guys. They're just so charismatic and like, yeah.
Like, I'm tough and I know how to fuck girls. Like, shit. He just looks it, you know?
And there's no wimpiness about it. There's
He's hot. He turns me on. Like, I would totally fuck him. I would have his baby and just like...
Would you really?
I totally would. I would.
I'm shocked.
He's so hot.
I didn't realize we had this in common. I didn't either. If I had known, I would have called out James.
I was just going to ask you, like, if you were ever going to consider having a baby. I didn't realize that we both really like black guys. That's so hot.
I mean, I wouldn't have any. I wouldn't have my husband's baby. Don't get me wrong.
Just black guys.
Yeah. My husband, he can't get it. He can't do it. He just can't do it. But these black guys, Jesus, I could... I fuck 2 or 3 times a week to different black guys if I can get my hands on them. It's just, and they satisfy me so much. And, you know, if your pussy's satisfied and, you know, they're satisfied, why not have a baby? You know, why not? He's a real man. He's a god. He's, oh, where is he?
Is there anyone that you fantasize about that's like a celebrity?
Oh, well, damn near every rap star there is. who would I fantasize about? I really like Lexington Steele because I've watched him fuck and I've watched him, you know, use his penis to give women pleasure. So, I mean...
He's hot.
I hate to say it, but Randy Moss is a cocky little fucker. He's a football player. You know, he just got drafted to the Patriots. And, I mean, you watch him and he, you know, he runs the pass and he gets the touchdown and he does this little dance and I'm like... You can fuck me right now. You can fuck me right now. I'll take it. You know, I mean, rap stars.
Lennox Lewis, the boxer. I do him.
Really?
Yes.
I cannot believe you'd love to fuck a black guy.
Lennox Lewis, he's this boxer from the UK.
Yeah?
Like when he had his dreadlocks, I don't think he has them anymore, but I would fuck him. Just because he has so much confidence. Like, I would just fuck
and they're
him.
They've got balls, you know?
He just exudes this confidence. I would just fuck him. I would just ride him on top. I just want to hold him down and pin him down with his arms and just be like, I just want to ride him so I can feel his cock deep in me.
You got to be careful of that. You really have to be careful being on top because those guys have really powerful thighs and they will bounce you up and down on their cock.
That's why I like it. I want it to hurt. I want it to hurt so much.
You will be so sore.
I know it will. I want it to hurt so much it hurts me to walk for a week because a white guy can't do that. I like it to burn so much. No, because a black guy can do that. A black guy can hurt you so much.
You really like that.
Because I don't get fucked that much with guys, you know?
No,
so when I'm with a guy, I want to feel it for like a week or two.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be on top of them so much I can feel the burn for like 1 or 2 weeks, you know? And when I'm on top, I fucking feel it.
Oh.
But like, you know, with a white guy, shit. It's like, no, is it in yet? I can't really tell, you know? It's like...
Well, now, I gotta warn you. I can't feel my husband at all.
Really?
I've been with so many big... I have not fucked a cock under 8.5 inches in 3 years. If I swear to God, there's a process I go through to ensure that they are, in fact, well endowed. When my husband, and I only give him sex like twice a year, and it's for his birthday and it's for our anniversary.
Because it's birthday the only thing is like it's a sympathy fuck. Honey, it's your birthday. Come here. Let me give you your birthday fuck. Come here.
And I'll like bend over and he'll come over and he'll try and
he'll like insert his little candle. Come on.
candle, honey. It's more like one of those little Vienna sausages. Oh. It's like a little worm. And oh. I don't want to suck it. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to be anywhere near it. So it's like twice a year. I actually make him put double condoms on. So at least that way he
can... So you know you're not going to get like some accident.
I don't want... I don't want to have his baby. So, that's so awful to say, but... If I was going to go through that entire process of having a child, then I'd want to have, I want to have a child from a man that's a man.
That's a real man.
That's, you know, he's got...
He's strong and confident and sexy.
Oh, the big cock and the big balls. I don't want to reproduce with a wimp.
Oh, for real.
I mean, and forgive me. I mean, I might, he's my husband, but he just doesn't turn me on like that. And why would I want to give him a baby?
Ew.
If he doesn't give me pleasure.
Like, gross.
So if I fuck Adam or James or Tony or all those other guys, I'm getting pleasure.
Right.
And, you know, reproducing and having their baby, ugh.
At least you know you can have the baby out of, like, you were totally turned on when you had the kid.
That's it. It was.
It wasn't, like, out of pity.
Ugh, a sympathy fuck.
Yeah, you don't want to look at the kid and be like, I had you out of, like, pity. And be like, God, you were such an accident.
Well, that's
it's
it.
Like, oh, I had you, and oh, I was so fucking turned on when I had you. Oh.
But it's the superior. You know, who's the superior race?
Right.
The black men
are
the superior race.
We're the superior gender, but they're the superior race.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
They're just superior lovers. They're, right. They're physically active and fucking machines.
Exactly. They're fucking machines.
Oh, I am so turned on. Where's those black dildos you were talking about?
Downstairs. We gotta go use this because I know I'm turned on right now.
Oh, I can fuck myself. If I could call one of them over right now, you know, that would be fun. Maybe next time I bring one of my black lovers.
That sounds like a good idea.
Oh, my God.
What do you say you go downstairs and go masturbate?
Let's go. I need to. My panties are soaked. Oh, God, I want a black man's baby so bad now.
Oh, sounds good.
Give me about 2 years. I'll probably be knocked up by a black man by then.
Oh, God.
That would be awesome, though. Oh, black babies.